destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening and welcome to the Mr. Destiny radio show. This is Robert Lee Camp coming live from Concord, California. If my voice sounds a little more clear tonight, it's because we're using a new technology called Skype. Now, most of you, of course, already know all about Skype, so it's no big deal for you. But it's really amazing to get this technology working with the internet radio. It makes a huge difference. I hope you can appreciate the better sound that we're having tonight. So here we are in Aries territory, well into Aries. Today's the 13th of April. And people born today are the Eight of Diamonds card with an Ace of Clubs planetary ruling card. Eight of Diamonds are natural showmen, natural leaders, very powerful, and really, you know, really know the value of things. You'll find that in families that have like several children, and if one of the children is an Eight of Diamonds, you'll find that when the parents decide who to manage the estate, they always pick an Eight of Diamonds child if there's one available, because they know, instinctively, they know that the Eight of Diamonds will be responsible with their money. And this is how Eight of Diamonds are. Now, if you hire an Eight of Diamonds, you will pay a lot for them, but you will get what you pay for. You'll get the value from them that you wouldn't get, perhaps, from other people. It's amazing. They're not without their own challenges. I mean, Eight of Diamonds will have power struggles with people based upon the desire to be in control. Eight is a number of power. Anybody who has an eight card will have some Scorpio in their chart somewhere, some Pluto or eighth house, some Scorpio thing that causes them to have issues with power, money, and people in their life. Not necessarily personal relationships. Mostly, usually business relationships, but it can be personal too. So anytime you know if somebody's an Eight of Diamonds, you know that money is important to them, no matter what they say. Thomas Jefferson was born today. Ron Perlman, the actor. Paul Sorvino, John Travolta's son. I think he's the one that passed away recently. He was an Eight of Diamonds. Mr. Woolworth from the Woolworth stores. Couldn't get that out for some reason. Lyle Waggoner, Peabo Bryson, Samuel Beckett, and Jonathan Brandis, and Tony Dow, actor Tony Dow, Garry Kasparov. So we have a lot of people, and it's an Ace of Clubs also, by the way. So there's this particular birthday will have a strong intellectual bent, much more so than most Eight of Diamonds people. Most Eight of Diamonds don't have that strong intellectual side to them. This birthday would. There's also another birthday that has a club as a ruler, and that is the Aquarian Eight of Diamonds, which has a Five of Clubs as a ruling card. And then there's also the there is no Sagittarian Eight of Diamonds. What am I saying? I don't believe there is. No. So there's no Eight of Diamonds Sag that would have the Queen of Clubs as a ruling card. So as you might have guessed, if you're new to the show tonight, every birthday of the year is one of the cards in the deck. And that card reveals everything about you and your life, your personal characteristics. Tomorrow I'm going to be having a radio show. Kim? It's a syndicated show. Kim Iverson Show. I don't actually know where it's being broadcast. I think it's in a lot of markets. We're talking all about relationships, how to use the cards for relationship. The cards can tell you so much about yourself. If you're an Eight of Diamonds, for example, like people born today, you're going to have, you have a Three of Hearts in the Venus position. There's going to be either multiple marriages, or there's going to be, you know, short-lived marriages. And then this birthday has the Ace of Clubs, which is also very relationship-centric. So there's going to be a search with people born today for an ideal relationship, a perfect romantic connection with somebody from a past life. That's going to be obvious from people born today, much more so than any other Eight of Diamonds birthday. But all Eight of Diamonds have trouble sustaining relationships for long periods of time because of the Three of Hearts in Venus. It's like the grass is always greener. Is basically how that works out. The grass is always greener. So if you know somebody born today, or if you're born today, happy birthday. Now, the way our show works is we have a little talk in the beginning, and then we open up our phone lines for readings. And I do readings, free readings, readings which I charge lots of money for normally. You're welcome to take advantage of that. Now, we started a new format since last week. The show is only 1 hour in length. So if you would like to get a reading, be sure that you have a call in here by 20 after 7 Pacific time. Because after that point, we'll be opening up the phone lines for readings. And I won't be on for a long period of time. If you want to get in, you want to make sure you get in the early part of the show if possible. Tonight's show is about, the topic tonight is about following your inner guidance. And I had this realization today. It was so obvious that it sort of had eluded me for a long time. And maybe it has eluded you. That's why I thought I'd bring it up. You know, like many times in life, we feel like we're not sure exactly which way we want to go. We might have several options ahead of us. That's the situation I'm in right now. I have a lot of different things pulling on my energy. I mean, we have the Love Cards Dating website, which I'm involved in. I'm involved in writing a new book about the cards and dating with a woman. I have my regular business. I have this radio show that I'm doing. I have music, which I really love to do, but haven't spent much time doing in a while. Looking at all these things that are there and feeling like, oh, which way do I go? I mean, how do I know what's the best thing? And so I had a reading today with a psychic. Yeah, I get readings too, because sometimes I need some help. It's hard to see your own things. It's much easier to let somebody else look at your situation than it is to look at your own, see what's going on. So I had a reading today, and I asked the question, you know, which of these areas, and I listed all of them, do you think would be, you know, best for me? And then the reader asked me, she said, well, when you think about each of these different areas, which one feels like you like it, you would enjoy it, like it would be fun, or that you would... that you're excited, it might get you excited about doing it. Which of these areas that you're listing here is the one or the one or the ones that you could really get excited about or feel some sort of goodness coming from it? And it was well obvious to me. I'm just amazed that I didn't think of this myself, because it was so obvious to me as soon as she said that, which one of these many things, which were the ones that I really thought would be fun and I had interest in. And then it was just a matter of giving myself permission to pursue that and let go of the others. Very interesting. Giving myself permission. Because I realized I had been making myself do some of the other ones because I felt like I should, instead of because I really wanted to. And that was a big realization for me, like, oh, I feel some obligation to do these other things. And then just saying to myself, it's okay if you let those go. It's okay to choose the ones that you would really enjoy doing. that was a huge realization for me today. Happened today, actually, this reading and this realization. So I wanted to share that with everybody listening, because maybe you're in a similar situation and you're faced with lots of things, and maybe you're doing lots of things like me and feeling kind of drained from doing a lot of things and feel like you need to focus in on one or two. But for some reason, you just don't feel that connected in the way you would like to. So what I'm saying here is it okay for you to do what you really love to do or would enjoy doing? Or is that okay? Can you let that be okay? That's the question you have to answer for yourself. It can be fun. You know there are things that you'll like to do. And then there's these things we think we have to do. And I've talked about this before. I had a show not too long ago about what we get to do and what we have to do. We have to do this and that, and we get to do something. And so changing the whole attitude from have to get to is important. But make sure that it's something that you really do like to do. And why not let go of the things that are things that you would not choose to do? You know, a friend of mine had a rebirthing. Well, not a rebirthing. They called it a death. How exactly did they say? It was the Native American ceremony where you basically die, and it involves some fasting and then a meditation where basically you take some time away from your life in the woods alone most of the time. And you basically lay down everything you're doing in your life. You lay it down like, I'm dying. Just imagine yourself that you're dying and you're going to let it all go. So you drop everything and you just kind of look at it sitting there, like each thing sitting there on the ground as if it was an object that you just let go of. And you look around and you see all these things that you let go of, and now you're free. You're basically free to die. You've let go of all these things. And then you go through the, and I can't give you all the details because I haven't done it myself, but this is just a description that I was transferred to me. You go through some sort of a ritualistic death experience, and now you're dead and you come back, you're born again. And now at the end of that, you look around and you see the things that you laid down and you ask yourself, are there any of these pieces here that I want to pick back up again? Is there anything that I would like to pick up from these pieces that I've all let go of here in my life? So this is the same principle. What is it that you really want to do? And are you doing it? If you're feeling drained and confused like I was, it might be because you're doing too many things at the same time and not doing the things that you love. So give that some thought. Ask yourself those questions really carefully and see what you come up with and see if you're doing all the things that you love. Okay, that's it for our message for this evening. We're going to be taking a short break. When we come back from this break, we're going to be taking your calls. And as we often do in our breaks, we're going to listen to some songs from my CD, Bhakti Rock, on the break. And on this first break, we're going to listen to this song, Krishna Hare Krishna. After the break, we'll be back. We'll be taking your calls for readings. So now's the time to call if you're thinking about it. Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. That was Krishna Hare Krishna from my CD, Bhakti Rock. If you enjoy that music and would like to get a copy of the entire CD, which has 13 songs on it, you can go to my website, seventhunders.com. And on the first page, there's a blurb, if you scroll down a bit, on how to get a copy for yourself. Okay, we have callers, and I'm happy to say, and our first caller tonight is Winston. I believe he's called before. His birthday is July 2nd, 1969. Are you there, Winston? Hello?
Hello?
Now I hear you. How are you, Winston?
Excellent, Robert. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Understanding you're going through the same thing that we're going through, a lot of changes and not exactly feeling what you're doing is what you want to do or what you feel you need to do.
Yeah.
And we're in a little bit of a dilemma between we sold our home and we're on the fence between looking for adventure or security and trying to decide whether to do a long-distance relocation or stay in the same area. So we're a little bit on the fence about things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, when I look in your cards, Winston, I don't see any indications necessarily of you moving between now and your birthday. There's no indications of it that are showing up.
Okay.
If that's helpful to you. I mean, do you already have a place picked out for relocation?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. So it wouldn't happen that soon. It probably wouldn't happen that soon anyway.
Well, we actually have to be out of here, the home we're in now, by the end of May. So.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wow, that's interesting. So you have to be somewhere by the end of May.
Yeah. And we have no idea where.
Well, you've kind of painted yourself into a corner now, haven't you?
Yes, we have, yeah. And it's
so,
about taking that step of faith, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've already taken the step of faith, that's for sure. You already took it when you decided to sell your house. You know? That was a conscious choice on your part, and there's no going back on that now, as far as I can see.
No, there's not.
So, you know, there's only forward now from this point. You can only go forward.
You can only go forward, yes.
So my recommendation would be just, this isn't from the cards, this is just common sense more or less, would be to take a trip.
Yeah.
Go out and visit some places. Go on an adventure, you know. Go out and see some places that you've thought about, that you have thought maybe you'd like to live there at some point. I mean, you have an opportunity right now to do something like this.
Yes, we do. Yes.
So, I mean, it would be...
It's
kind of like it's all set up for that. So, why wouldn't you do it?
Well, that's the thing. Like, say, we're either looking for adventure or security. I mean, we could certainly stay where we are and feel secure about it, but the area we're in now is lacking in adventure, I guess we'll call it.
Well, the other thing is, you know, you just gave up security. I mean, why would you, like, give it up and then go running right back into it? That seems a little odd.
Well, that's true. That's true.
You know,
never thought of it that way.
I mean, it's like a mouse that comes out of the hole, takes one look at the sunlight and says, oh, this is too much, and he just runs right back in.
I like your analogy.
Now, you know, you're a Cancer like me, and security is important to us. But it's not the number one thing in life, you know. It's not the only most important thing.
That's right.
I mean, you have kind of an excuse if you have kids and, you know, you have to be there for them. You know, that can give you a reasonable excuse to not do something daring. But you don't have that situation anymore, do you?
No, we don't. No.
Okay, so.
No, and my wife is a Sag.
Oh, well, she's all for the adventure, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, she is, yeah.
Yeah, so just go with it. You'll be all right. Yeah,
all
I don't see any. I don't see any bad cards. If you have an 8-10 of hearts, long range next year, you know. I mean, you have to understand. You have to first of all, I think, just as a matter of practical thing, you got to know yourself well enough to know whether you can manage your own fear. See,
right.
If you can't really handle your own fear, then there's really no decision to be made. You're already basically stuck with one decision. You understand?
Yes.
I understand. If it's going to freak you out so bad that you can't be happy, then there is no decision to make. It's already made. See? So the choice is, it's not just a choice. It's a choice based on knowing yourself that you have to deal with.
Yes. From all your talks, I understand you've had many adventures in your life, and that's why it's so nice to hear your point of view.
You know, and you are still young.
Yes.
I mean, you're 15 years younger than I am. You know, so if you're too afraid to go out and do something like this, you're in pretty bad shape.
Bad shape. So break free. Huh?
Yeah, break free.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Robert.
All right. And, you know, let us know what you guys end up doing. It'll be very interesting. So call us back and let us know, okay?
We will for sure.
All right.
It'll be from a different location, and that'll be a lot of fun.
And if you end up driving down this way by San Francisco, be sure and let me know and come by and say hello.
We certainly will do that, too.
Okay, that'll be fun.
Thank you, Robert. Have a good day.
All right. Take care, Winston.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was fun. Our next guest is named Charlene. Her birthday is December 8th, 1965. Are you there, Charlene? Hello, Charlene. I just got an email from you this morning. I can, yes.
Okay. I'm the one that got a yearly report from you today.
Yes, and I got the little email, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. I'm here in Fresno, not too far from you.
Oh, Fresno. Yeah, okay. How's life in Fresno treating you?
Pretty good.
Oh, good. So what's going on in your life right now? What's your question?
You know, a couple of concerns I have. And I read your books all the time. In fact, I take a shot at doing some cards for people around me, friends, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering when I might meet somebody for a long-term relationship, although I'm not interested in getting married, which won't surprise you since I have that Three of Hearts in Mars.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But I'm wondering, you know, I've been divorced for 6 years, and I haven't really had much of a relationship. So I'm looking to see if that's going to happen. Also, I started my own business a couple of years ago. It's going very well, but the next couple of years, little cards.
I'm sorry, what'd you
look,
say?
A little concerning about money.
Oh, okay. So are you worrying about money right now for some reason?
Not necessarily right now. I just, with the economy, my business is only 2 years old. You know, I want to make sure that I'm going to be able to stay in business and make a good living.
I see. Well, you know, there are no guarantees in life.
Right.
The only thing we can guarantee is our own, you know, performance. We can't really guarantee the external is going to be one way or the other. But if we are aligned within ourselves properly, there's never going to be a reason for concern because things will always work out. See? Have you ever heard something like this before? This kind of talk?
Not necessarily. But I've always been okay financially. I really shouldn't be concerned. I've got next year 5 of diamonds as the Pluto card. The following year is the 3 of diamonds.
Yeah.
So I was kind of wondering about those.
Yeah, well, you know, it's easy to look ahead and then see the cards and then interpret them as negative. A lot of people do that, you know. But don't. Don't do that. And my suggestion is don't even look at any year until this. Just look at this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just look at this year. Because this year has so much going in it that that's all you need to be concerned about, you know. So, you know, you have a card right now of potentially meeting somebody. Have you met people recently, relationship-wise?
I've met a lot of people, actually, on a dating site. I met a lot of people, but not one of them was I really interested in.
Well, somebody is going to show up that you're interested in because you have a Queen of Hearts right now, and that goes until May 14th. So you have over a month to meet somebody. And I think it's going to happen. It'll be a sexual thing, okay? So it's going to be more than just meeting them. It's going to go beyond that. I would be willing to bet. Okay?
Okay.
You know, so that's happening. And there's other, you know, there's other cards for relationship later in the year. So, like, you see, if you look in your Uranus period, you have a Four of Hearts. And there's a Queen of Hearts underlying that. So it looks like in that period you kind of settle in with somebody. I don't think this is going to be a settling in with somebody right now, this one. Mm-hmm. That's going to come a little later. Okay? And a lot of it has to do with you and where you're at in your life and what are you really looking for and how well in touch you are with yourself, all about the relationship stuff, see, for yourself. But you have a Four of Hearts displacement, so there's a nesting influence in your life this year. Do you understand?
Okay.
Four of Hearts is the nesting card. It's the home card, the marriage. It's the marriage card. But it really means, like, you know, establishing a security base that consists of at least one other person in your life. That's what it's about, that Four of Hearts. Okay? So things are going to be picking up here pretty soon. And I think that sometime in your Uranus period, you're going to settle in with somebody. I don't know, you know, exactly how long that's going to last, but it looks like, to me, like it's going to be somebody you end up with. And you're going to be in some sort of committed relationship by your next birthday. That's what I'm guessing. Probably living with somebody.
Oh, I don't have to marry them, right?
You don't have to if you don't want to, no? But, you know, it's funny how that works, you know. Because we can say things from where we're at, but when somebody shows up, sometimes the feeling of being with a person can completely overtake us, you know. And all of a sudden, something that we never even thought we would consider, now we want. Have you ever had that happen to you before?
I think it has, yeah.
Yeah, well, trust me, I know it has to me, and maybe it hasn't happened to you yet, but when it does, you're going to know. It's like, a month ago, I wasn't thinking about that at all, but now, as soon as I meet this person, the thought is on my mind, okay? So you never know, but it looks to me like you're going to settle down with somebody. Now, you have a Five of Diamonds as your long-range card this year. Have you read about that card?
Yes, I have. And tell me your interpretation of it.
Well, it means the values that you've held in the past are no longer what you want anymore. And you're moving beyond them. You're going beyond what you wanted before, and they're not satisfying you anymore, what you had wanted. Okay? And that could be in all kinds of areas. It could be your work. It could be your living situation. It could be relationships. Because diamonds kind of affects anything that we value, you see. So the Five of Diamonds inspires us to want to change, to go beyond where we are, to something new. That's what it does. That's the nature of the Five of Diamonds. And it can result in changes, but it's all with your permission. Nothing happens outside of you saying so, okay, just so you know. Nothing's going to happen to you unless you give the approval. But you will feel, I think, a sense of dissatisfaction about things in your life that will inspire you to change, even though you are somewhat fixed. You're fairly fixed Did you know that?
Being the Ace of Clubs?
Yeah, Ace of Clubs.
That
part? Yeah, you have that. So that gives you a fixed quality. It's mentally fixed is what it is, you know, fixed in the mind. Fixed ideas.
Okay.
So as far as money goes, there's nothing here to indicate that you won't have money. As a matter of fact, there are good money cards coming in this year. So more money's coming. So you can stop worrying.
you think I'll buy a house?
Or you can keep worrying. It's okay. Whatever you want to do. Yes, you can buy a house. You can definitely buy a house.
Okay.
Yeah. And now's a good time to buy it, as you know. It's
Four of Hearts in Uranus, I thought maybe would be that opportunity to buy the home.
It possibly, yes, that is definitely a possibility. And the fact that, well, you don't know about the underlying cards, but there's an underlying card under one of your result cards. It's a home buying card, the Four of Spades. So you have that too. So there are definitely indications for you.
Okay.
All right, Charlene.
So I may meet somebody and buy a home.
So just be open. Be open, okay? It's not going to be the first person. This first person won't be the one you settle with. But it will be like maybe the spark that lights the fire. Gets things moving.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure talking to you, Charlene.
You too.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have two more callers waiting, and we are going to, sorry about that. Seth, my mic moved. We're going to take a short break again and listen to the song, Sri Ram. And when we come back, I'm going to be talking to Laurie, Nicole, and Kathy. And I think that's about all we're going to have time for. So we'll be back in about 5 minutes after Sri Ram, and then we'll be talking to Laurie from Florida. Be right back.
Ram. freedom hesitation hanuma lakshmana ram he raja ram
Welcome back. All right, that was Sri Ram from my CD Bhakti Rock. That happens to be my favorite tune on the CD. Hope you like it too. Okay, we have three callers, and we probably will only have time for these three. Our first caller up tonight is named Laurie. She's a King of Diamonds, born June 4th, 1964. Are you there, Laurie?
I am here.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
You too. You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. So what would you like to know?
Well, I am interested in understanding a little further this. It seems to be a special place of being 44 going into 45. I wanted to understand what I can take advantage of in this pinnacle year. And... yes, get a sense of, I guess,
sure,
the few things that I've been concentrating on.
Okay. That's a good question. So it's not actually technically called the pinnacle year. It's called the rebirth cycle.
Mm-hmm.
There's another year called the pinnacle year that occurs at a different age for every card. And I'm not sure what yours occurs. I can look it up. But let me talk about this rebirth cycle, because this is what's going on for you. You're in the pre-birth year, which is like next year you're going to have all the cards you were born with the first year of your life over again. Not every single one exactly the same, but most of them the same. Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
So this year, what you're experiencing is you're experiencing the cards from your spiritual spread, which are the past life influences that you garnered together, culminated in this lifetime for you. So you'll be having experiences about yourself. You're going to be seeing yourself in new ways, but in deeper ways as you go through this year. Actually, this year is almost up for you. What am I talking about? This is what you've already gone through. So you're going into the rebirth year. But I just want to say that this whole cycle, there's 3 years in a row, actually, the pre-birth, the rebirth, and then the year afterwards. I don't know what you want to call that, the afterbirth year. But these 3 years are what I call the cycle of self-reflection. So you're really getting a view of yourself from all different angles. And this coming year is a blessed year. You're going to have wishes come true that surprise you.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll be like, wow, I really wanted that, but I don't think I was quite prepared to have it.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you feel that way. I thought I could handle it, too, until it happened. And then I went, oh, my God, that's way, way more than I thought it would be, you know, at that time. So, yeah, I mean, it's not bad, of course. It's all good. It's, you know, mm-hmm. every diamond likes to get what they want, right?
Especially the kings.
Yeah, the king is like, I'm here to get what I want. That's my whole purpose in life. I know, because my 12-year-old son is a king of diamonds. I get to watch him in action. Yeah. And he's a master at, you know, getting what he wants. That's what I'm really starting to understand. And I should have known this, but I really learned it in a much more profound way by observing him, you know, and how he goes about, you know, getting the things that he wants, which is, you know, of course, a never-ending list also. So what are the things that you want? Do you have an idea?
Oh, I do have an idea. I am looking to grow a couple different avenues in my career. I am looking to expand interior design into creating home designs, and I also want to expand my own particular art.
Well, you're not going to have any problem with any of that. The key for you is going to be reaching out to the right people. That's what the cards are indicating, okay? It's all about reaching larger groups, reaching out, getting the word out about what you're doing to larger numbers of people.
Okay.
That's the key. That's your Pluto card, the Ten of Hearts, this coming year. That's the challenge that has to be met. Okay?
In reaching the public in general, or more specifically reaching the right kind of people?
No, it's not the right kind. It's large numbers of people.
Okay.
It's like, you know, getting on the radio or having a TV show or writing a book. It's something along those lines. Do you follow me?
Okay, I do. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds good. So then I did have a little question about in the end of this year, will my long range, having been the Nine of Clubs and the Nine of Spades, ending up as a result, I am looking at that. I've been feeling a lot of changes happening within myself this year, so what you said was absolutely correct, and I am looking at it as a sort of graduation. It's a more subtle internal level. I don't feel like huge changes will be taking place externally right away. But it does feel to be the changes inside, sort of paving the way. But I did have a question about the Nine of Spades. I am in a relationship which has been quite rocky for some time, and there's a possibility we're just talking it over about perhaps not continuing it. And so he is a Nine of Spades. And I wondered if it could come together where it's the end of our journey, and it also happens to be his card.
Yeah, that kind of throws a little monkey wrench into the interpretation there. But, you know, because usually when you have a person who's your result card, you end up with that person. Typically that's what you would predict. But see, that card is so powerful, you can't just limit it like that, because even though you know a Nine of Spades person and all that, you're still having a Nine of Spades experience. And the Nine of Spades is like the card of flushing the toilet on everything that's not meant to be in your life anymore. You know, it's like letting go of everything that's not really bringing you happiness. So this relationship, it doesn't sound like it's really got a lot of juice going for it. So it could be letting it go. Or at the very least, and maybe what's a good thing would be perhaps that you you guys, or you, this is your cards, not his anyway. So you coming to a place where you completely abandon the way you've been approaching that relationship. The trouble is, that would have had taken some work and some time, and I don't think you have time for that right now. I don't think that's going to happen, you know, in reality world. So I'd be willing to bet you're going to end.
Yeah, okay. Yep, that's, okay then.
Okay, moving right along.
Well, that's...
Yeah, you got like a month or so to... Actually, you have 52 days. Your Neptune period just began.
It did, and the Seven of Spades is... can you talk to me a little bit about Seven of Spades and how that might connect with Neptune? I'm trying to relate it to...
Just look at the meaning of the card itself, because Seven of Spades is the card of faith. It means, okay, I'm going to go for it. I got no evidence that it's going to work, but I'm going to go for it anyway. That's what it's all about. That's what that card's about. So, you know, taking a risk. Going for something more because you want it, because you know that you want it, and you're willing to take a chance to get it. Yeah.
Okay, that feels good to hear. It's easy to get a little nervous with things, but I have a strong spiritual life and practice, and so I was just ready to bank on that as a driving force. And
yeah, I mean, it's a card of spirit, faith. It usually shows up. Usually, it means a person is wanting to do something that's risky, but they know it's the right thing, and they choose to go ahead and go for it, even though there's no evidence to support that it's actually going to work. That's generally how it's interpreted. That's generally when it shows up. That's usually when it shows up for a person, is when they're in that situation.
That feels absolutely, absolutely appropriate. Thank you.
So you have an exciting year to look forward to, and you've got 52 days to sort this out with your partner. You know, either it's going to change dramatically or it's going to end. I can't say which at this point.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Robert, and I'm very grateful for this work that you've brought to us. It's been very helpful and great guidance.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure, Laurie. Have a good night, and let us know how things work out after your birthday.
Thank you very much. I will. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller called last week. She's a member of the Magi Fellowship. She is an Ace of Clubs. Her name is Nicole, and her birthday is November 19th, 1989. Are you there, Nicole?
I'm here.
How's the sound tonight? Does it sound better?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Because I'm using Skype instead. So.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it works pretty good. So it's nice to hear from you again. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
Well, I had a question. I'm a pretty restless person, and I have spent the majority of my life so far not spending much time in one place, and I've been living in this town now for a couple of years, and it's like, you know, I told you last week, it's a pretty small town, and kind of growing old on me. So I was wondering, is there any way that I can use the cards to determine a place where I could move to other than just when I'm going to move?
You mean to help you choose a place to go to?
Yeah, or is there any way that I can use them for anything like that? Or to even advise me what would be?
Well, the cards, there's theories out there, and I've tried some of these things. My own experience has been that it hasn't been conclusive at all. In other words, what people do is they take the birthday of the places. Like every state has a birthday and every town has a birthday. It's generally the incorporation date for a town. And people will use that as a day, and then they'll find the card of the place. And then based on that, they will say, what are my connections with that card? And then to determine whether or not it would be good to live there. Okay?
Okay.
That's one method you can play around with. Personally, it's been mixed results for me, personally. What one thing that I have found to be really consistent and really accurate is astrocartography.
Okay, I've read about that.
And I was just telling one of my clients about this today, and you can actually, there's a place where you can do it online for free.
Really?
Yes. Go to astro.com.
Okay.
And, you know, sign up as a free user. And then go, once you've got your name and birthday in there, look under their free reports and look under AstroClick Travel.
Okay.
Now, the map is not real detailed. You have to basically know where to click to get really close to the town you're thinking of. Mm-hmm. But you can get pretty close. And then it'll give you a detailed report of all the influences based on your natal chart that are influencing that location. And it's fairly accurate.
Okay.
My experience has been really consistent with that. I've been using astrocartography since for at least 20 years.
Wow.
And it's been amazing. So, you know, if you want to play around and do sort of like some shopping around for a place to move to, that would be the method I would use.
Okay, thank you.
And you're welcome.
I appreciate that.
So how are your studies going?
Great. I just finished my test. I'm so excited. My intermediate test.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Has your counselor gone over with you yet?
Yeah. Well, I called Joseph yesterday, and he seemed pretty emphatically happy with how I did. So
oh,
I missed
good.
A couple of things. I sometimes you know, go in a little too deep and miss the whole point of it. So.
Yeah, that happens a lot with beginners. They think they're being asked like this long, like a question, like an essay question.
Yeah. I definitely drug a couple of them out a little bit, but I had a lot of fun with it, and apparently I did pretty good. So.
Oh, great! Well, that's fantastic. Glad to hear it. Okay, well, I'm going to take the last caller, and I'm going to let you go, but feel free to call again. It's always great to hear from you.
All right. Take care.
Okay, good night, Nicole.
Good night.
Okay, our last caller is Kathy. I'm not sure where she's calling from, but her birthday is, she's another Eight of Diamonds, October 1st, 1957. Are you there, Kathy?
Hi, Robert. I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Good. What's on your mind this evening, Kathy?
Well, first of all, I wanted to tell you, I had my intimate relationship reading and my destiny reading done from your website today. And I really wish I would have run across you about a year ago, because you would have saved me a lot of mistakes that I made that I really regret in my relationship.
So you're the other person that ordered reports this morning. I remember I did two reports for you. I emailed you back. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, well, good to talk to you.
No, it's good to talk to you, too. I'm surprised I even got through. But my question, I have a couple questions. One of them is am I going to be able to fix this relationship that I totally blew because of my, you know, my lack of faith and my fear and insecurity? And also, you know, you mentioned in my destiny reading that I was going to have some health problems, and I'm having some medical tests done tomorrow, and I'm having some symptoms, and I'm a little concerned about what I'm going to be facing and if it's, you know, if I'm going to be able to get through all this.
Yeah. Well, I see the medical things. I see the health stuff coming up for you, especially after your Saturn period, which begins on April 28th. Okay. So if you, what you have there is you have a Six of Spades and a Seven of Spades, which says that if you have been out of alignment with your body, like not taking care of yourself, or having any kind of bad health habits, you know, in the recent past, that it's going to catch up with you, basically. Okay, that's what those cards mean. The Six of Spades means karma. It means, you know, hey, your karma just caught up with you. Okay? Now, somebody who hasn't been out of alignment wouldn't have anything to worry about because they wouldn't have any negative karma have accumulated. You understand? So the question is, have you been practicing good health habits or not? That's the question.
Yes and no. Yes and
that
no.
That means no, by the way.
I know. I'm trying to rationalize over here.
Yeah.
I take vitamins, I exercise, I try to eat right, but I smoke. You know, and I've tried several different ways to quit smoking, and I am afraid that it has caught up with me.
Okay. Well, okay, so you still have time. I mean, you can stop. You know, I know it's difficult. I've heard that smoking is harder than cocaine to quit.
Yeah,
you know, this is what everybody says about it. I can't even imagine. But it must be very difficult because there's a lot of emotional components to addictions like that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, smoking, I know, is, like other addictions, is usually a way to avoid what we're feeling, you know. And, like, having to face all the stuff that we're feeling is sometimes overwhelming, okay. So I have a lot of sympathy for where you might be about the whole thing. But now you're going to have to face the music. Now, I don't see you dying from this, okay? But it might be something serious. It might be something very serious that you really have to look at.
Yeah.
Okay? And, you know, I mean, my father, he quit smoking after like 30 years, I think, you know. But he's much more afraid of death than most people, so. You probably aren't as afraid as he is.
I'm not. And, you know, and it's not, I have responsibilities that I'm not finished with, so this is not a good time for me to check out. And really, to be honest, I'm not afraid of dying. It's the, you know, I have kids and, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know, my dad, my father took up chewing tobacco, you know, which was.
Yeah, well, that's not.
Which is not really the greatest thing, but it was better than smoking. And then he finally gave that up, too, you know. But he gave himself some kind of a substitute to get him through it because he knew it would be hard, you know. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a health challenge on the horizon, but there are good influences there and good influences to follow if you are able to make some right choices at that time.
Okay.
All right. It's not all gloom and doom.
I'm trying to keep a positive attitude, and, you know, I figure whatever it is, I'll deal with it and, you know, have it taken care of and move on.
Well, see, the thing is, you could take affirmative action now if you chose, you know. You could jump on the bandwagon right now and stop smoking right now and get the support that you need to do that somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
There's lots of support systems out there now for people that want to quit smoking. I mean, I can't tell you what the most recent one is, but I know I keep hearing about them all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing about Saturn is if we know and then we don't act, then it's probably going to be worse. Okay. That's usually how it turns out.
Yeah.
So you're being given the heads up.
Okay.
Now, what about this relationship? What is this person's birthday? Yeah.
5566.
Oh, right. The Ace of Spades, Seven of Hearts person. Well, do you know that that is your lifetime challenge card, the Ace of Spades?
I believe that.
I
believe that, yeah.
That would not be someone I'd recommend for you for a relationship, you know. Because even though you might love each other a lot, that Pluto card influence will take a lot of the fun out of being together because it'll be always so intense.
Yeah.
And there'll be moments where you don't even know, you just can't imagine how you got so angry or upset with each other. It could be very explosive, unpredictably so. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, you know, this was and is, if it continues, a challenging relationship for both of you.
It is challenging. It is. And, you know, the thing, you know, like I when I read the report today that you sent me, it was so right that, you know, he's, him being put in my face is causing me to face things and change things. And I don't know if that means that, you know, I need to do these things to be with him or to move on or, you know, it's been very difficult for me to move on. And one of the things that you said in the reading that really, and I already knew it, was that him and I were together in another life. And I knew it. I knew it the minute we met.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it makes it very difficult to walk away.
It does. But, you know, something, I just want to say this. You're going to meet a lot of people in your life that you've had past life connections with. Now, I think it's hard for you to pull away from this guy, not because of that so much, but really because there's so much for you to learn in this relationship. You're feeling drawn into it, you know? Now, this man is considerably younger than you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, which I think you like that, right?
I do.
You like the fact that he's a lot younger than you, and that makes you feel something, you know. This is common, in other words, for people who are dating younger people, you know. They get a sense, they get like a strengthened sense of their own self from that. Like, I'm a better person, I'm dating a younger person. Something like that, see?
Yeah, yeah.
So that can also lead to addictive qualities, see? That can lead to addictive behavior because we then become dependent on that, see? Now, if you want to know what he's going to do, the best thing to do is just to ask him. Men are pretty straightforward that way, and they'll generally tell you. He is your Neptune card this year. He may be coming back because you have his card coming up again in your Uranus and Neptune periods this year. So I don't think you're done with him yet.
Mm.
Okay, but you're going to... I don't know how he's going to react to you having a health challenge. It'll be interesting to see because all the aces can be pretty selfish, you know.
Yeah, yep.
And if you're having problems, they might just want to bail.
Yeah.
Rather than deal with it.
I could almost imagine him, I could imagine him doing that. On one hand, I could see him being very compassionate and supportive, and on the other hand, I could see him running 100 miles an hour in the other direction.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, that to have the burden of somebody else is sometimes pretty difficult for an ace to imagine, okay? Being burdened by somebody else's problem or situation. So we'll see. We'll have to see. You know, he's a very insecure person, and so are you. You both have tremendous fear when it comes to relationship.
Yep.
And that's what you guys are really dealing with in this relationship, is the fear that comes up. It's just that he behaves in a certain way about it, and you behave in your own way about it. You guys have your each ways of... He probably runs away. I don't know. I'm just guessing, you know.
Yes, he does.
So you also... He's moon to you. You get to be the boss of this. So... Some men don't go for that, you know, being a support person of the woman. Some do and some don't. And that may be a problem for him. It's hard to say. I haven't talked to him, so, but, you know.
He does like to have control of things. And I guess in some ways I do, too.
Oh, of course you do. You're an eight.
Yeah. It hasn't been all bad, you know what I mean?
So, Kathy.
But what do you think...
Take care of yourself and get smoking out of your life. Become smokeless. Become a smokeless person. Your whole life is going to look different. You're going to feel more, and you're not going to like it at first, but you'll get used to it. And all these emotional things you have are things you can actually deal with. And next year is a blessed year. 52 is a blessed year. It can be the best year of your whole life if you let it.
Yeah.
And so take action now. To prepare for this next year so it can be spectacular. You may or may not be with this guy, But you can certainly have whatever love you want in your life with the right person.
Good.
Okay?
Good.
All right. Well, it's great to hear from you, and thanks for calling. I'm going to have to let you go because we're way over time. But thank you for calling, and you're welcome to call back next week if you want. I'm here.
I will.
All right. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. That concludes our show tonight, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to end, as we always do, with the favorite song cut off my CD, Bhakti Rock. It's called Gayatri. It's the Gayatri mantra put to music. I hope you enjoy it. If it's late and you're getting ready to go to bed, this can put you into a very relaxed state of mind. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be back next Monday night, same time, 7 o'clock Pacific, with a brand new show. Hope to see you then. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Oh. Deyo yo na prachodaya.